is now time for a very Siege of Dawn edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games is simply, what's the name of that gun? Is it a flintlock? Is that the name of the gun?
I mean, that's the name of the game. Yeah, it's also the name of a gun.
Don't cock that flintlock and just, like, what do you do with a gun if you don't use it?
Whoa. All right. Pause, I think the kids say.
And just don't, you just don't play. I am Corey. I'm joined by, I'm trying to be facetious and not give anything away. The man who enjoys mystical foxes, Basher.
You're not wrong. I'm a fan of a nine-tailed fox in a anime and or manga.
I like Ninetales the Pokemon. Does that count?
That's an anime and or a manga. Yes.
Is a nine-tailed thing common in anime? Is that
a nine-tailed fox is a very common mystical creature.
Is it really
just like a dragon or something?
Interesting.
Specifically, it's a nine-tailed fox.
So I'm a weeb and I didn't even know it?
we all knew it. You just didn't know. Right, Bubba Booey? You probably hear Buddy on the microphone.
Not yet. We are here to talk about Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn on Xbox Game Pass. But before that, did you know that you can leave us a review on your favorite podcast service? Pull up your phone. Go to iTunes. Go to Spotify. Go to whatever you're listening to this on. And why not just leave us a review? You can be honest. You can be one star. I hope it's not, but you can give us five stars. More people could listen to this show, have a good time, and talk about Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn, like we're going to on this podcast. Here are the details for Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn. From Game Studios A44, makers of Ashen, comes an explosive Souls light where gods and guns collide in a battle for the future of humanity. The door to the great below has been opened, unleashing the gods and their armies of the dead. The lands of Kian, are besieged. The City of Dawn is on the brink of destruction. It's time for the Coalition army to fight back.
Embrace
vengeance,
here?
Gunpowder, and magic as you embark on an epic journey to defeat the gods, close the door, and retake the world. Your battle begins now. Kill all
the
gods.
Locusts.
This is available on PC and Xbox Series X and S. We have a high long to beat of 9 hours, main of 13 hours, completionist 19 hours. Let's see. So I can actually speak to the Xbox and PC version. This is one of the rare instances, at least when we played it a couple weeks ago. Play us on Xbox because the PC version's kind of not great. Kind of not great. As somebody with a relatively high-end PC, it brought it to its knees, and not in a fun way. Like, not like, oh man, at least I'm getting like 120 frames. It's like, no, I'm getting like 70 frames with DLSS and frame generation. So that's not great. Whereas the 60 frames version on Series X worked perfectly fine. So Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn. Let's talk about it.
Now, I had to confirm with you, this is the game that we saw a preview for at one of the Microsoft events, right?
Two of them.
Yeah, okay. And this is also the game that we were very excited about because it looked really good, really slick.
That's correct. So for me, it was not only did it look really good, but I really liked Ashen. It's one of the few Souls-like that I've finished. I understand why some people didn't like it, but for me, there was enough good there that I really liked. So coming from the same team, the game, like, the trailers looked very cool. They looked very interesting. It looked like a Souls Light with, you know, it looked like a third person action game more than a Souls Light. And that's kind of what got my attention, if that makes sense. So, but yeah, no, I thought the trailers just looked really cool, looked really unique, different locations, different guys. You know, it looked good in trailers. So,
Before we continue, how's my audio? Because I did not launch G Hub.
It's fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't launch it now.
Right. So I wanted to confirm all that with you because as I booted it up in the first 20 or so minutes with this game, I just felt like something's off. And to a point where it felt like a brand new game to me that I'd never seen before. Like, it really did not feel like the game that I saw previewed and was excited for, to the point where I even took it out of my mind and said, this is a different game. I got the games confused. This is not the one I was looking for. But I'm going to give it my best shot anyway. And I do want to start off with some positives here, because the game's getting some mixed reviews, to say the least. I think I got nothing. That's all the positives I have. I mean, like, it's just it might be one of the more disappointing games that I've played this year. And that's not to say that the game itself is that terrible or that bad. It's just a matter of my own personal expectations compared to what I've actually played.
I'm gonna say this, and I mean this like genuinely, but it also fits for me. This is if Zack Snyder made a video game. Because I love the visuals of it, even though like it's not a game that's gonna like, you know, floor you. Like it doesn't have this presentation that's just incredible, but like it looks cool. It's got style, but there's all these systems in here, and I think a lot of the systems are actually really cool. But the way it's presented, the way it teaches you, the way that it feels, the way the controls are. It's messy from top to bottom in a way that is incredibly frustrating, because there's such a good game here, but you just can't get to it.
I mean, it's really messy in all those different areas. I mean, it looks good stylistically for sure, but it's still too messy for me in that way. I mean, you meet the main character whose name does not matter, and she's looks a certain way, and the other humans look a certain way, and then you meet your first god that looks essentially like is ripped out of something like a Souls game, and then you meet your second god and it looks like it's something ripped out of an entirely different game, some kind of, I don't know, some artistically created Capcom game.
Yeah, like I got a lot of Remnant from the Ashes from it too.
Like, yeah, like a little Remnant there, and then And then it gets super weird, because you meet the shopkeep, and that's something out of like a Studio Ghibli monster movie. Right. And the thing is, like, individually, each one of those things look good,
right?
Well designed, but together, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and you go from, you know, it's not even like Mario themed, where it's like, okay, hey, I'm gonna go to the desert now. It's just like, I feel like half the time when I was going to a new area, it's like I stepped through like a portal I didn't see or something, and all of a sudden I'm in a new area. Like there's the transitions from area to area, from the art perspective and all that stuff. It's messy. Like I said, like, it's not bad. Like, I can't point at it and be like, well, this is terrible. It's just, it's awkward and it's messy. And it's just like, I don't understand what's happening here. But for me, the biggest thing is that I cannot stand the way this game plays at all. Like, I can get past some of the messy of the level design, and I think some of it's not that great, but at the end of the day, like, that's fine as long as it's fun to play, and I don't think I had fun with this game at all. Like, I really tried, because I thought maybe it was a me problem, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just not playing it correctly, maybe I'm being too aggressive. And to call this game a Souls Light is actually kind of disingenuous, I think, because
it's completely is. It's not Souls like at all. It only has the death on soul system. That's about it.
But it also has that, like, I feel like they're trying to channel that original Dark Souls energy of Prepare to Die. Like, I mean, the game is literally called Prepare to Die Edition, and I feel like they're trying to channel that by calling it a Souls Light, because this game will punish you for, like, and it's not in a way that is satisfying, though. Like, as someone who doesn't like Souls games for the most part, there's a couple that I like here and there, I still respect the it's not even really the draw, but I respect the get good to an extent of, like, it's kind of on you to an extent. Every once in a while you come across an enemy that's like, okay, like, I don't think this is that great. Like, I think this guy's too aggressive, or like, I can't read his, I'm not, the game's not, it's not telegraphing it, or it's just not, it's not readable in many ways. I don't think there's almost any enemy in this game that makes sense from a player standpoint of getting good, of understanding what you're going up against. Like, I was constantly getting killed, and I'd feel like it just wasn't fair. Like, I just could not wrap my head around some of the asks that the game wanted from me on just regular enemies. And I felt that way from start to finish. Like, it was rough.
Yeah, you never get to that power fantasy aspect of the video game process in a single player game. It's, they really punish you with the regular enemies all the way throughout the game, where a regular enemy can kill you in 3 to 4 hits for the most part. So you really got to get the dodging and the countering down. But again, the countering, the dodging, the individual parts of the gameplay, individually they are solid. It's when you put them together, they become messy. I mean, you have your standard light and heavy attacks, which are fine, but they don't have that soul's like weight to them, and that's sort of by design, so it's a little more floaty. But because of that, going in and out of attack or canceling attack, it just gets a bit messy. And then on top of that, you have your Bloodborne like gun that's used to stagger the enemy, or not even stagger, to stunlock an enemy, and that's a bit overpowered when you get into certain bosses. But then it becomes completely underpowered and underutilized when dealing with multiple enemies, because the game's not made for that. So when you find yourself against 3 or 4 or more enemies, which happens fairly often in this game, trying to dodge, parry, and stagger/stun multiple enemies at the same time becomes completely impossible. And that's where that difficulty spike just ramps up out of nowhere, because the systems in place are, to me at least, feel like they're completely made to fight one, maybe two enemies at a time, but the game likes to throw 3-4 at you at a time. And even 3 enemies, you find yourself really kind of struggling, because on top of all of that, the camera, I think, is a little too close.
Yeah, so, it really is. Yeah, it was actually, that was something I noticed right away of when I first got kind of like rocked by an enemy. I was like, that's kind of weird. And then when I went back to that enemy, I was like, I can't see. Like, I literally just can't see what's going on behind me. Like, if you come up, if there's 2 enemies, you have to keep them in front of you the whole time or you will get killed. Like, there is no indication of what's going on behind you to the side. And it's just like, that's one of those small things. I guess it's not small. That's one of those large things that you don't think about, but when it starts happening, it sticks out like crazy. Like,
you can feel it, because they're not even like directly behind you, like 180 degrees. It's more like almost like 45, 50 degrees. And they're just out of view, where it's like, you don't know where that heavy attack is coming from, or the light attacks coming from, you don't know where to the dodge, where to the shoot, or to parry. So like, it just, and the other thing, the other attack you have is the I forgot the little fox god's attack, and yeah, he's supposed to be there to inflict sort of stagger damage or other status effects, and there's some enemies who only stagger through that particular combat attribute. The issue there is the fox is on a cooldown.
Yeah.
So if you're fighting an enemy and you need his help to stagger and get through to the enemy to break down the armor, if he's on a cooldown, you're just hanging out with another enemy for a while. And that happened to me just one few too many times, and I feel like this just wasn't very, like, as you said before in another shows, I don't feel like it was very playtested very well.
Right. And if it was like, I feel like that they the other part that kind of bugs me is I feel like the skill tree just doesn't match the rest of the combat. Like the skill tree gives you some kind of OP sort of maneuvers, but they're only used in specific situations. And it's like, for instance, there's like the Superman punch basically. And like that's what it is. It gives you an ability. So whenever you're above an enemy, you basically can do this like Superman punch. That's going to, you know, rock them and give you a leg up on them. But like, that doesn't flow into the combat at all. Like, I can't use that during combat. And there's a lot of sort of like skills like that of just like, you're going to use these sparingly and in these exact situations, almost like a canned animation or like a QuickTime event, but we're not going to tell it that way. And so there's other things like you can get a charge attack and you can make your parry more stronger. And there's a spinning attack and that stuff is kind of okay, but for the most part, that skill tree is pretty lackluster. So it just kind of feels like they had two different games in mind. The trailers showed a third-person action game. It showed a Devil May Cry-style game or Onimusha or something like that, and not a Souls-like. And it just feels disjointed in that way for me, too. And I think that might be the biggest sort of like part where I really started to turn on the game was just like, man, this skill tree kind of sucks. Like, I've tried a lot of Souls likes, and I'm like, this is just not clicking at all. And I'm desperately trying here.
Yeah, I think we both mentioned that in the past too, where once you play enough video games in your life, you can just look at a skill tree and know how this game's going to go.
Right.
Looking at the skill tree in this. You only have the three branches, and each branch has about, I don't know, 3, 6, 9, 12, maybe 12 to 15 upgrades. And there's fairly linear upgrades as well. So looking at the skill tree, I'm just like, this is not going to drastically change my character by the end of the game. I'm not going to feel like I'm doing something completely different than in the last hour than compared to the first hour. And it all comes down to, for me, the biggest issue is having all these issues with the gameplay itself. I think there's good bones here, good structure, and someone has a story to tell about a character. I don't think anything is here yet. Like, everything is just a little underbaked. So nothing is done exceptionally well, and nothing is also done exceptionally bad either. It's such a middling experience.
And that's almost worse. Like, that's almost worse. Like, I wish it did one thing really well, so at least I could look at that and be like, that's great. You know? But I can't. Like, I can't look at anything. Like I said, maybe the art. Like, I think I could look at the art and say that. But like, the progression system is lackluster. There's nothing there. The story, pretty lackluster. Nothing there. Like, yeah, that's a great point of just like, there's nothing that stands out about it, which makes it really difficult to, you know. So yeah, it's just disappointing. Like, it's extremely disappointing, which sucks. Like, I was looking forward to this one quite a bit, and it just kind of sucks.
Yeah, like, again, like, I remember texting you about it. Like, this is not the same game I was looking forward to, right? Like this is I genuinely believe it was a different game, and I got them confused. I mean, that's how much I wanted to like the game that I saw. And like you said, it feels a bit like a bait and switch in a sense that it wasn't, I didn't perceive it to be as Souls-like as it wanted to, as it thought itself was. Because at the end of the day, it's still more of an action RPG than anything.
But it doesn't feel like one. That's the part that I don't understand. Like, Souls-likes are not action RPGs. Like, we can have this argument all day long, but they're slower, methodical games, you know? And that's, this game, if you look at the trailers, it looks fast. It looks kinetic, it looks like a third person action game. And so, but like, the one of the craziest things is like all those like what do you want to call them, transportation moves where she's zipping through stuff. That's all canned animations. You're not really controlling almost any of that stuff. So
yeah, that was disappointing.
Yeah, like to put that in your trailers is sort of a focal point of like traversal. I was like, but this, I'm not actually traversing. Like, those are completely pointless. Yeah, I don't understand them at all.
Yeah, that was super disappointing. Yeah. You're not wrong, and you're right. They were completely useless. Like I don't understand the point of the whole look at a rift in the sky and then fly to it thing. Like it'll be much faster if you just let me, if you just did it for me or yeah. whatever. Like it didn't add much or anything to the game at all.
Well, and what's also strange is like there's a double jump. So the game sort of tries to teach you like, hey, you're gonna close these gaps. Like you're gonna be a little bit more free flow. You know, you're not gonna be sort of turtling down. And so when you're traversing the world, like, yeah, you do feel a little bit more energetic, you know, like you're zipping around. But as soon as you get into combat, that stops. Like it comes to a screeching halt of, yeah, like I might do this like cool little dodge move and get out of the way really quickly, but that move that you see in all the trailers of me pulling off this sort of sick combo, that doesn't really happen. Again, it's all canned animations, and it's not even like a glory kill system to where, you know, at least I'm sort of progressing towards something. Like it's just, they're just sort of canned animations that happen sometimes. If, you know, it's just, it's strange. It's such a strange game, and it's I'm kind of mad at it.
I'm there with you, because again, like there's parts of the game where I feel like if you just went all in, that then it could have been something, you know. If even if you went all in on the Studio Ghibli-esque weird characters and weird monsters, at least that part of my wee brain would kick in. I could be like, you know what? I like looking at it at the very least, you know? But even like the story beats are few and far between. Like this is a single player experience, but doesn't feel like a story's happening most of the time.
Right. Like which is fine for me. Like, I don't know. I don't go to these games for the story, but it starts out like it wants to be God of War, you know, like this epic adventure. And then once you get sort of out of the intro, it's like, okay, go. And it's like, oh, okay, well, here I go. Like, where am I going? I don't know. Why am I doing it? Who knows? But we're doing it. Like, okay. Yeah, it's disappointing. It's, I guess my biggest thing is like, is it as bad as I feel like it is? Because I feel like this game is actually getting a pass in many ways. Like, people are like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, I don't know if I agree. Like, I think it's actually, I don't think it's great. Like, I don't think it's even okay. Like, I don't think it does anything exceptionally well, like you said, but I don't think it does even anything averagely well. Like, I, from top to bottom, I don't, there's nothing about it I like. So,
I mean, like, it's funny because, like, there's some games where like it's very obvious that where you in particular are like your heart was in it, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
And then there were where it's like the game's so middling for me where I can get where I get why people will give it a pass, but like compared to like another game where it's like a Hellblade 2 where I go probably. You can argue I went too hard on that game, but at the same time, like, I stand by it. But then you're like, nah, some parts of it's fine, like, you know, because your heart wasn't in that one. This one, I think, really sold us both on what it could have been, and the fact that we got something is so middle. Like again, I'd rather they go so hard on one aspect and fail. At least then I can grasp onto that. I'd be like, this is the game. I can see what they wanted to make, or what have you. But instead, it really feels like everything is a C minus, and it just comes out feeling like, eh, I really did not enjoy my time playing this game at all. Like, yeah, like I agree with you on that one.
I think for me, it's the old adage, you know, a rising tide, you know, raises all boats. And it's that somewhat fits because it's the balance of like a Hellblade of Hellblade is do I like Hellblade more than this game? Yeah, I do, because at least I can point to that game and say like, hey, like
if, it does a thing.
Yeah, like if you're into this, like, yeah, if you want God of War or you want Devil May Cry, this ain't the game for you. But
right.
If you want a cinematic experience, like, and you want to see what consoles can do, that's what this game is for. I look at Flintlock and I'm like, I got nothing. like I don't know, who is this for? Nobody. Like, it doesn't do anything exceptionally well, and or even well. Like, it's not like, hey, if you like Souls Lights, like, yeah, maybe just give it a shot. It's like, no, like, you shouldn't. It's not a good one of those.
Yeah,
at all. So, and it's like, oh, do you like flashy traversal? Well, like, who's that person? Who's the person's like, yeah, I like to run around and press a button and get my butt kicked, but man, I love it when I press a button and I just do a canned animation, you know? It's like, go play Kingdom Hearts. I don't know. Like,
it's for the people who play Uncharted and their favorite parts, the climbing missions, the climbing parts. Just moving around, you know.
The sad part is like I'm the person that doesn't like Uncharted 4 for that reason, but I would still rather play that game.
for sure. Yeah,
like, but no, like I really hated the climbing stuff at that game. The whole I have it in like him freaking reaching for the rocks. It's like, oh my, like, dude, just you, this oh thing, my god,
you're not wrong. You're not just, wrong.
Why are we doing this? Stop. Oh my god. So, anyways, but yeah, Flintlock. I think it's safe to say there's no debate on this one. I feel like this is one of the hardest like absolutely nots in a long time. I feel like,
dude, that's and again, I stand by that sucks because whatever they cut to show to people. Like, I feel like somebody in that room was like, this is the game you wanted to make or right. should have made. And then instead we got just God of War light in the worst way possible.
And yeah, and it's for me, it's also extremely disappointing that it runs like crap on PC. Like, terrible, terrible implementation. And that's forgivable, whatever, it happens. And at least the console version's good. But it's just, to me, that also, that shows, again, like the game's not done. And it needed more time in the oven. And so I always go back to, and this is not on that level, but this is one of the, it's not quite bait and switch, but it's definitely like, yeah, you're trying to sell something this game isn't. But that's the name of that game, Ark. Ark is like the king of false advertising. Like, go Ark? Watch it. Ark, yeah, Ark Survival Evolved.
The about to say the dinosaur game?
Yeah, go watch a trailer for that game and see what that game actually is. That game, it's straight false advertising. Like, I want to play the game that you see in the Ark trailers because it's not the game that says it is. Like, that game will forever be terrible to me because it's like, you sold me on this trailer of this being this epic freaking thing with dinosaurs, and it is not. It is not that at all. I have to go and punch this tree for 10 hours before I can even get on a dinosaur. And even when I get on the dinosaur,
are
I can't do
serious?
Anything on
it's
it.
Are you serious? It's crafting? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a survival game. Okay. Like, and that's fine. Like, it's in the name, Ark Survival Evolved or whatever. But
I don't care. I'm surviving dinosaurs, not hunger.
Right. So that game is straight false advertising. It drives me nuts. So this is not on that level, but this is one of the worst times. And I guess you could blame us, like, oh, you fell for the marketing. It's like, yeah, sure. But we didn't know any better. Like, this isn't an instance to where people played it or got hands-on with it. Like, we had no idea. So, but I digress. So that gonna do it. Go ahead.
No, I'm about to say, just in that sense, it got me. Like, I'm not above advertising. Like everyone is susceptible to it. So for me, it's like, yeah, this one got me. Like, I was hyped for a game and it was not good as it was as it was advertised. So I'm okay with that. On to the next one.
Yeah, it is what it is. So I guess that's the beauty of Game Pass, huh? But that's going to do it for this episode. Send us an email. Write us a text message, 574-651-9256. Go straight. You can leave us a voicemail and be like, you know, you guys suck. You guys just are bad at the game. You should get better, get good, you scrub. I even tried really hard. Like, I made a custom profile on my Elite controller to try to get this game to play the way that I wanted to, and I still couldn't do it. So I promise you I tried. But you can call us, tell us you hate us, love us, whatever. So, but all right, I'm not going to tease anything for the future because we keep taking weeks in between here. But we are still playing stuff. I'm actually very curious. I never played that Mafia remake. Have you played any of the Mafia games?
Yeah, when it first came out.
Yeah, I've never even played the original. I've only played Mafia 2 and I played Mafia 3, but I'm really curious about that remake just hit the Game Pass. And oh, you better believe I checked out that Doom 1 and Doom 2 remake or new port. And that is a bona fide 10 out of 10 port. Like, holy crap.
I'm sure it is. We're all very happy for you.
No, it is legitimately incredible what they've done with that game.
I'm sure it is. Yep.
Native mod support, Basher.
Holy crap. We did it again? For the first time? I don't know.
I downloaded freaking Doom 64 and Doom 2, and not only could I play it, I played it in online co-op seamlessly. On a console.
That's nuts, man.
It's nuts. I'm true 16:9 support.
You just blow my mind here, man. I can't believe that happens.
Me either. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time. Not with Doom or Doom 2, but it should be.
Good day, sirs.